Messiah's sacrifice and priesthood applies to a completely different venue. His high priesthood is as far removed and above the priesthood of Aaron as the temple he serves in is removed and above the temple in Jerusalem. Okay, so let's take a look at this passage that explains this. It's long. Oh. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. This is the advantage to being raised in an immortal state. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. The priesthood of Aaron is weak and useless, it's mortal men. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those priests, those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins, then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the Torah appoints men in their weakness as high priests. They're mortal. They're mortal men. But the words of the oath in Psalm 110, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The words of the oath, which came later than the Torah, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. So in regard to the priesthood, the Torah actually has not been changed. There is a setting aside, inasmuch as there is a setting aside of the temple on earth for the temple above, but it's not a cancellation. We're just speaking in terms of different. What's the book of Hebrews says it? We saw that passage a little bit ago. We're talking about the world to come. It's in regard to the world to come. In regard to the world to come, we set this aside because there's this in the world to come. So Messiah's priesthood is the priesthood of the new covenant, the priesthood which we look to for salvation, and this is in no way contrary to the Torah. The first priesthood, along with everything that belongs to this present world, because it pertains to this transient and fading and mortal world, is in Hebrews 8:13. It is what is becoming obsolete and growing old and ready to vanish away. Now, have you seen this passage before and you go, oh my goodness, this is exactly what my pastor said. The Torah is obsolete, growing old, vanished away. You've ever seen that? Do you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about this present world. Obsolete, growing old, ready to vanish away. I'll show you in a little bit when we get back to this, but here's another parallel passage. The Aaronic priests deal only with food and drink and various washings, regulations for the flesh, for the body, imposed until Martin Luther. That's what it says. Yeah. In other words, the Aaronic priesthood pertains to this present physical state, this present world, offering rituals and regulations that deal with food, drink, various washings, that's like, mikvah oat, and so on, regulations for the body, which are imposed until the time of the Reformation. The critical question is, what is the time of the Reformation? The time of the Reformation is the end of the Messianic era. The time when we pass from this present world to the world to come. Behold, I make a new heaven and a new earth. Olam haba. The time of the Reformation is the world to come. It says, then I saw, and this is after the 1,000-year reign of Messiah, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And what did the writer of the book of Hebrews say at the outset of this epistle? It is the world to come of which we are speaking. It is a critical, critical verse to understand the book of Hebrews. It is the world to come of which we are speaking. So it's not the Torah that's becoming obsolete, growing old, and ready to disappear. It's the entire present age. Along with the needful things which will become obsolete when the temple above descends to earth in the world to come, and we call it New Jerusalem. The temple above actually descends, and there's that separation. There's the box, and then there's the lid. It's like the lid comes down on the box, you know. There's a vertical access. When what's above comes below, and what's above is below, and there's no separation between the upper waters and the lower waters, as the Zohar would say. That's called New Jerusalem. And what's it say in the book of Revelation regarding New Jerusalem? I looked, and there was no temple in the city. So the priesthood of Messiah does not invalidate the priesthood of Aaron. Neither does the temple above invalidate the temple in Jerusalem. Instead, the Aaronic priesthood is an earthly shadow of Messiah's priesthood, the angelic priesthood. Just as the Jerusalem temple, while it stood, was an earthly reflection of the heavenly temple. Okay? And as the writer of the book of Hebrews says, it's the world to come that we're talking about. Regarding the sacrifices of the heavenly sanctuary, the Torah does not contain any regulations. And in that sense, a change of Torah can be spoken of. Not a change in regard to the earthly priesthood, but an introduction of the heavenly one. In the end of the age, at the end of this present Olam Hazeh, the end of this age, there is a change. And that's not a contradiction. In fact, our master said, "For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the Torah, until all is accomplished." But when we enter the world to come at the end of the Messianic age, everything will be accomplished. And heaven and earth will pass away, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old will vanish. But that doesn't happen until the world to come. So if the temple was rebuilt today, with God's help, if we were to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem today, if it was on the news, you know, or something like that, only the Aaronic priesthood could serve as priests in that temple, just as it was in the days of the apostles. And if Messiah came back today and he said, "You have to move this dome," and he rebuilt the temple today, even so, only the Aaronic priesthood could serve in that temple. Because if he came back and he built the temple and he said, "You don't need to be a son of Aaron to serve in this temple, to be a priest in this temple," that would be breaking the law. That would be breaking the Torah. So Messiah's priesthood has not canceled the priesthood of the sons of Aaron. Instead, his priesthood is in a different venue, a venue outside of this present world, outside of this present world. Now, this is like the basic stuff. I'm going to take you deep into the book of Hebrews and twist your mind up a little bit in the book of Hebrews. We're going to have to take a break before we can do that, huh? All right. So we'll take a break and we'll come back and look at the really cool stuff in the book.